This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Churning and burning through here. So we're going to talk about Tom Tillis taking the temperature of the room here. I will get to some emails, wearing pajamas in the airport, Dr. Poon, and so much more still to come. Now, this is not necessarily about United States Senator Tom Tillis. This is about you and me. This is about our children and the lessons we teach them. You see, Tom Tillis did something today. It's on video. Maybe you've already seen the video. But Tom Tillis is a United States Senator from North Carolina. One of these anti-Trump Republican types. You know how I always tell you that there's a tiny cabal of GOP senators keeping their foot in the door so we can never fully slam it shut on communism? Tom Tillis could be the poster boy for that. That's who we're talking about here, Tom Tillis. Now, what did he do today? Again, this is on camera. Tom Tillis had a dog parade. I mean, the audio is a little rough because I think it's filmed on a cell phone or something, but a dog parade.
Dog ass. And you haven't been hanging around the Senate button. Come on in.
There he is.
No, you got it. You got it. Since he posted that video, or since the video was posted, I don't know who posted it, Tom Tillis has been savaged, absolutely savaged, to the point he actually made a statement to the media about it, quote, about all the people savaging him, they're either sad cases or cat owners. With all due respect, I like cats. My God, it was a 45-minute session. I can walk and chew gum at the same time. They should try it. So already he's having to defend himself. But you know where Tom Tillis screwed up? It's where many, many, many politicians screw up, celebrities screw up, and individuals just like you and just like me. Tom Tillis failed to take the temperature of the room. And there are going to be people who are just made better at that than others. There's no question about that. Some people, and I don't know, there are a lot of brainy psychologists, I'm sure, who will describe what this is, but some people, they're just really, really good at gauging the mood of others, observing a situation, taking it in, and then responding. And then there are other people who just aren't. They're not necessarily that receptive to the emotions and thoughts and feelings of others. So various people are going to start out at various skill levels when it comes to taking the temperature of the room. But here's the good news. If you're somebody who's bad at it, we can all learn it over time. As I've explained to you before, I talk to my sons about this. I talk to them in various situations because they're sons. I've gone through all the different phases with them. I've been there since birth. Now they're teenage boys. That there are times when we can goof off. We can do dumb things, tell a joke. And there are times where we don't do that. And you know how you tell? Because I'm not always going to be there. You're going to go off and have a family of your own. You have to figure out how to take the temperature of the room. So tomorrow morning, when the CEO of your company calls everyone in for an all-hands-on-deck meeting, and you find out that the vice president just had to check into rehab because it was revealed he has a heroin problem, that's not the time to raise your hand and say, "Can I have his office?" See, that would be bad taking the temperature of the room. Now, if you're Tom Tillis, if you're a United States senator, if you are hated, he's hated by people on the right, let alone people on the left. The United States Senate in general is despised. American politicians in general, both parties are despised. The institution of U.S. politicians, of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, has as low approval ratings as I have ever seen in the history of the United States of America. That extends well beyond you and me. That means even average everyday Americans think these people get away with crimes. We think they insider trade. We think they don't actually work for a living. We despise these people, and we believe they are presiding and, in fact, pushing forward the destruction of the United States of America. So, if we're in a moment, let's say post-World War II, we just dropped the bombs on the Japanese, vaporized a couple hundred thousand people, Japan surrenders, and the United States of America is celebrating. You've seen the pictures, you've probably even seen video. People throwing their hats in the air, men grabbing their women and women and planting a big kiss on them. Celebration time, baby! We won! Now that is a good moment to have a dog parade. In that moment, have your dog parade. That's a good moment. Everyone's feeling good. We want to see everyone's pooch. When you can't even garner 50 votes to pass the SAVE Act, maybe save the dog parade. And then you won't have to make statements to the media later on of, I can walk and chew gum. It was 45 minutes. You really, 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 really need to get out of your Washington, D.C. bubble and learn how hated you are. Nobody wants to hear this when you can't even pass a simple voter ID law.
Oh, yes. And you haven't been hanging around the Senate button. Come on in.
There he is.
You know, the day they gather everyone together at your job, God forbid this day comes, but maybe you've already experienced it, and they announce layoffs. On that day, because things worked out for you, maybe you worked hard, maybe you're smart, maybe you're lucky, maybe you know the boss. On that day, you got called into the office and they told you were getting a little bump in pay and a promotion. Do you think that's a good time to go strutting out of the office and telling everyone you can find that you just got a bump in pay and a promotion? Probably not, right? Probably not. It's a good time to just keep your head down, your mouth shut, go home and celebrate with your husband. Celebrate with your wife. Take the kids out to Red Lobster. There you go, quietly. If you're Senator Tom Tillis, or anybody, Republican, Democrat, House, Senate, nobody wants to see a dog parade from you right now. We generally despise you corrupt scumbags. And when you do that kind of thing, it kind of leads us to believe you don't care that we hate you, that you don't care to actually do anything at all. Anyway, hey, Bronco Jesse, I've been thinking about how to limit who can participate in voting. Obviously, as a woman, I support the 19th Amendment. And I do think that 18-year-olds who are putting their lives on the line for our country should be allowed to vote. However, perhaps in addition to being a citizen, we should have a civics test that everyone must pass to register to vote. After all, voting is a privilege. The test could cover the Declaration of Independence and Constitution with the House and Senate do, so on and so forth. This way, at least voters are at least literate and understand why they're voting. Says I can use her name. Her name is Orlinda. And she says, P.S., I still want to know why you call Kamala Harris dome. And I'll get to that in a moment. But what she said first was limiting voting. What about putting in a test, a civics test? Okay. It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. But if I may say this, the communists have continued to take over every institution that hands out credentials. You know, I've got a doctorate from Harvard. Yeah, but the Chinese run Harvard. How long would it take the communists to make a test that scumbags could pass? It's a good idea, but I think tangibly it wouldn't work because they would ruin it. Now, not everything's like chalk. Chalk works, you see. If you want more energy, if you want a better mood, if you're a dude and your T level's through the roof, you can have these things without needles in your arm. You really should focus on natural things. Maybe you're not into a male vitality stack or female vitality stack, the natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Maybe you want something like chocolate powder, just something simple. Pour it in a smoothie every single morning. Drink down all those vitamins and minerals and see what a difference it makes in your life. You will always have Chalk products in your house. I am a big, big, big believer because I've been using it for 4 years. 4 years of a male vitality stack, clinically proven 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. CHOQ.com. Get a subscription so you save money. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Don't forget, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Hey, Jesse, the belly. Well, that's a little rude. I'm trimming down. After listening to your discussion about chips versus crackers versus pretzels, I wanted to get some input about my fast. I've given up sweets, candy, cake, ice cream, donuts, etc. And now I'm wondering, do fruit snacks, caramel corn, Rice Krispie treats, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch count? Your input is appreciated to solve this extremely important issue. Dude, Rice Krispie treats are just a big marshmallow with some Rice Krispies in it. Yes, it counts, man. Caramel corn. No, Chris, it's not cereal. It's cereal with marshmallows in it. Look. Ob, when she told me that Cheez-Its count as a chip, by the letter of the law, she was incorrect. It even says cracker on the box. But by the spirit of the law, she nailed it. The idea is to fast from something you love for a period of time, in this case it's 40 days, to fast from something you love. So you know, whenever you crave that something or think about that something, instead, you sacrifice that, you give that up and pray instead. That's what it's really about. It's about prayer. That's what fasting is about. So if you stop eating ice cream and you replace it with Rice Krispie treats, I think that's probably violating the spirit of the law. I think I could pretty solidly say that. I am going to push back on my chip thing about the pretzels. I just am. I've got to push back. Chris, I've got to push back about the pretzels. A Dots pretzel is not a chip. And here's the reason I would say that. There's no other time that you would look at that and call it a chip. In fact, I would argue there's not a single person in the United States of America that would look at a Dots pretzel and say that's a chip. Right? What, Chris? Chris said, if you couldn't have pretzels, what would you replace it with? Why don't you shut up, Chris? Hey, Jesse, hats off to you for giving up chips for Lent, but I'm questioning your oracleness. Have you heard the Cheetos, Doritos, Ruffles flavor swap chips just dropped? Oh, don't tell me that. Oh, this lady says, Cool Ranch Ruffles. Oh, I bet those are fantastic. Cheddar and sour cream Doritos. Oh. This, you know what this brings me back to? It brings me back to the greatest chip in the history of mankind that Doritos, they've toyed with my emotions about it. Now, I've since moved on from Doritos. I really do Massa chips now because they're delicious and they're healthier. But Doritos back in the day, Doritos had a chip brand called Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch. Blazin' Buffalo and Ranch. Chris, you never tried them, did you? I know you're weirded out by the ranch thing. Just hear me out, buddy. They were perfection. I loved these chips. They took them away for years. And then I think it was a listener emailed me and let me know, hey, Jesse, they brought them back. And this is when, remember, Ob got so upset because I was worried they were going to take them away. And we were getting these cardboard boxes that were 3 feet by 3 feet to the house of 20 bags of these chips. And you can imagine, can you imagine health freak Ob taking a box like that in and setting it on the counter when I'm not home and opening it up and seeing 20 bags? Can you just even imagine? I'm still laughing now just thinking about how upset she was getting. And I was getting pictures texted to me. Are you kidding me right now? And she tried to ban me from putting them in the pantry. But then I just brought them to my closet. And then she got mad about that. It's like, where am I supposed to keep them anyway? Then they took them away again. And I think they're gone forever now. These companies do this all the time. It's like Taco Bell with the Mexi Melts, as I've been complaining about over and over and over again. The Mexi Melt was top-tier Mexican fast food. It's way better than the Mexican pizza or even their quesadillas. And T-Bell does a pretty good quesadilla. I know it's not high-end Mexican food, but they do a pretty good quesadilla. How do you take the Mexi Melt off the menu?
What was it? Did you run out of the ingredients?
It had the same thing in it you use in every other freaking product. Anyway, Dr. Poon apparently is a bit of a pervert. He faces 43 sex crime charges. He is a physician. He's Canadian, for what it's worth. And his name is Dr. Poon. I just wanted you to know that. I want you to know that this is how Democrats think.
I thought the speech was lazy. You know, it's one thing to acknowledge patriotism and people getting well and everything when you have absolutely nothing to do with their courage or the rest, but you spend an hour and a half doing it. What is the state of the nation?
It's not that it was appropriate to celebrate these heroes. It was brilliant politically. Because it revealed that Democrats hate the United States of America. And that brings me to another thing. What is patriotism? And maybe you've thought to yourself, this shouldn't be a political issue. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday, heading into the weekend, kind of. I'll be here tomorrow, of course, but by the time you get to Friday, you're done. I don't even want you to try at work. I'm kidding. Make sure you try at work so you get a promotion, all right? I want your life to be better. Also, I know why we say things like, this shouldn't be political. and I say it too, and I think it too. We long for a different time. I opened up the show talking about that chart where, not ancient history, depending how old you are, maybe you remember it, in 2001, 87% of Democrats were proud to be an American. That's not ancient history. Don't you long for that time? And we may disagree on a variety of things, but we can all agree that America's great, right? Right? And now we don't. And because we long to go, and maybe you long to go back to an era even older than that. I wish we lived in the 90s, or I wish we lived in the 80s, or I wish we lived in the 50s. You're probably not saying that if you're black, but you understand what I mean. I wish we lived in a different time is a very common way for people to think, especially as there are parts of your country that are rotting out from underneath us. We don't like it. So I get why people say and think it. But we always should keep in mind when we're saying that this shouldn't be political, but it is. It is now because one party hates the country. I thought of this because this sheriff, Michael Lewis in Maryland, he said this.
This is nothing more than politics over public safety. And we as elected sheriffs are fed up with it. You don't see this many sheriffs in one location in the state at any given time. But we have to come together in unison to stop the ridiculousness that's going on up here in Annapolis, Maryland. And lawmakers need to wake up and realize Marylanders and the American people want public safety over politics, and they're not getting it.
I want this over politics. I don't want this to be political. This shouldn't be political. Yeah, but it is now that Democrats hate the country. There are things that are political now that Democrats hate the country that were never political before. The hockey team was a recent controversy, completely created controversy by the communists, but a controversy nonetheless. They won Olympic gold. President Donald Trump calls into the locker room and says, "Hey, so proud of you boys. Come to the White House, and I guess I'll have to invite the women too, or I'll be impeached." He just makes it a little funny, and the players laughed. And we're going on now 5 days of the communists in the sports media complaining and whining about this whole thing. Okay. Well, did you know that Jimmy Carter in 1980, he was the United States president? Jimmy Carter was a scumbag leftist. Jimmy Carter talked on the phone to the men's hockey team after they defeated the Soviets. And there was no controversy about it whatsoever. Because the American president should talk to teams that win huge things on behalf of the United States of America. And we look at things like that and we say, I want to go back. I want to go back. And I sympathize. I want to go back. But we're not going back as long as Democrats hate the country. As long as Democrats hate the country, patriotism will be political. Doesn't that make total sense? Patriotism will be political when one side doesn't have it. That's just the bottom line. Well, closing the border shouldn't be political. Well, when one side's trying to destroy the country, it is. Well, public safety, like this sheriff, because Democrats want every murder and rapist to be turned loose from jail to murder and rape your daughter. Well, public safety shouldn't be political. Well, when Democrats want the society to turn on itself and they want to create chaos and they want to make sure they let every single scumbag out of prison to murder and rape, then it is political. It became political when Democrats decided the United States of America sucked. These are the people who are the leading voices in the Democrat Party. Gavin Newsom is the governor of California talking like this.
And I try to color quite literally with pastels the landscapes. I begin the book talking about looking out over the American River where Eureka, Eureka was yelled and yellow gold and how, you know, we were born of genocide in California.
born of genocide, talking that way about his own state.
Well, loving your state shouldn't be political.
You're right. It shouldn't be. It is now. It sucks. Now, there is kind of a side item, not super important, but kind of a side item that, well, it came out of Tampa, Florida. You know Tampa is one of my favorite cities, certainly big cities in the United States of America. So underrated. If you've never gone to Tampa, you really should. WFLA, I love you, by the way. The Tampa International Airport, they made a statement, a very public statement. They want people to stop wearing pajamas and stop wearing clogs and slippers and things like that. Dressing with some respect, they say. Wear some jeans and a decent shirt. All right. I understand that sentiment. And I completely understand when people look at pictures of older America when every man was in a suit and tie of some kind and the ladies were in pretty dresses and people look at that and say, I want to go back there. Pause on that for a moment. Do you want to know if you are a restaurant, any kind of a public entity at all, if you have a restroom where people can use it, customers, anyone in the public can use it, do you want to know the best way to keep a very clean restroom? It's not just having a janitor. It's to make sure it's clean. It's easier, this is well known in the restaurant industry, to keep a clean restroom than to get a clean restroom after it's dirty. It is in the human mind. When you walk into a restroom, it's not everybody because there's always scumbags, but when you walk into a restroom and it doesn't smell putrid and there isn't pee all over the floor and there's no paper towels on the ground and you instinctively will treat that restroom with more respect than if you walk in and it's the opposite. There's this laying around and that laying around and this sink is on. Do you want to know why fancy places, fancy hotels, fancy steakhouses, fancy places like that will occasionally have a bathroom attendant? Kind of weird, right? What's he doing? Why is he standing there watching me pee? I don't need you to hand me mouthwash. What's going on? You know why he's in there? He's in there to make sure at every single minute the restroom is sparkling because then it will never get dirty because human beings will instinctively try to maintain whatever level of cleanliness they find when they walk into a bathroom. Conversely, stop hiring the biggest dirtballs in society to work in airports, and I promise people will start dressing better in the airport. I'm tired of being treated like a scumbag when I'd buy a cheeseburger in the airport. The tubby TSA agent who yells at me about something with crappy attitude I didn't deserve. I'm tired of it. You know what? Here's when I'll start wearing a suit and tie to the airport. It's not that I wear pajamas. I can't do that anymore. When the airport starts going to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse, and finding the best candidates for the job, that's when I'll start dressing up more than I currently do for the airport. The United States of America has a lack of ZipRecruiter problem. ZipRecruiter will find the top candidates. They'll put them in front of you immediately. 4 out of 5 employers find a great person the first day. This isn't just for airports. This is for temporary jobs, permanent jobs, high-level positions, lower-level positions. Whatever you're looking for, go find the non-turds at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. You get to try it for free. So airports don't have any excuse to hire scum. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Now, let's clear out just a little bit of email space, shall we? But before we get to that, speaking of loving the country, Chuck Schumer calls for mass amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants. Remember, every time they bring up that number, communists lie about everything all the time. that tells you they know the number is far, far greater than that. It's 20, 30, 40 million. They would undoubtedly put language in any kind of an amnesty bill that wouldn't cap it at any number at all. It would be that, well, if this and if that and if that, then you can, of course, have amnesty. And that number in the end would miraculously be 20, 30, 40 million people. And that would be the end of the United States of America as we know it. We wouldn't have the votes anymore to stop these animals from destroying the country. And every time you turn on the television set, it would be this.
Si su hijo o hija está cumpliendo tres o cuatro años en el 2026, usted puede registrarlos gratis.
Hey, crayon eater. When is Chris going to get around to uploading the podcast in the correct order? Very good question, Chris. How, 1 hour or hour one should be on the top, so the player will play them in order from hour one, two, and close with hour three. I appreciate that each of your segments can stand alone. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Chris, why can't you seem to put the podcast hours in order? And I actually looked when someone was complaining, it's hour three and then hour one and then hour two. It's not even like it's in reverse order. It's not in any order at all. Are you doing this? Is this your responsibility, Chris? Look, maybe we could have had this in private, but now here we are in front of the country. And so you should answer the question. Who's doing this, Chris? Chris said, wasn't I worried about Jewish saboteurs? Is this why you're doing it? Are you using the space lasers? I knew you were going to use the space lasers. Seriously, is this a suits problem here? It is a suits problem here. All right. Well, what are we going to do about it? Hey, Jesse. So Minnesota wants us all to pay for the damage they caused by protesting, impeding, and attacking ICE. Have they not stolen enough yet? Well, this is what they do. The entire thing is designed for this. It is designed, Democrats, when they control an area now in the United States of America, they will facilitate mass theft from that area. They will facilitate it with foreigners. They'll make sure foreign fraud rings are able to access taxpayer money. They will then offer legal protection to foreign fraud rings when they inevitably get caught for their theft.
Recently released audio recordings reveal conversations that happened between the Attorney General and individuals who were later implicated and in some cases convicted in the Feeding Our Future scandal. The Attorney General in those recordings even urged the individuals, let's go fight these people. He was offered campaign contributions during that meeting, contributions that he later accepted.
Democrats run a protection racket for the theft of taxpayer money. And it's not only foreigners, I should note. Domestic communist organizations also have taxpayer money funded to them through any area Democrats control. Now, how can they get away with this? There's only so much money. New York City can't print money. The state of California can't print money. How can they get away with this? They get away with it because so much of the money is funneled through the various healthcare programs like Medicare, which is then reimbursed from the federal government. Remember what Dr. Oz said.
New York, where they're the single most prominent job in New York is a personal care service. Retail is not the top job in New York anymore. And in California, there are more hospices, I believe, in Los Angeles County alone than the rest of the country. So these are aberrancies that are hard for the state sometimes to...
More in L.A. County than the entire rest of the United States of America. You don't exactly have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out there is a gigantic multi-billion dollars in fraud happening right now, and a lot of it is funneled through the healthcare thing, and they get away with it because then they turn around and ask the federal government, hey, we need some Medicare or a Medicaid reimbursement. We've got $250 million here. We've got this much money. We have that much money. Pay us our reimbursement. They then take your money the federal taxpayers' money, and they write these huge checks to the blue states that are facilitating the fraud. I'm telling you right now, I've told you before, write it down and remember it. The Trump administration, Trump even brought it up again Tuesday night. The Trump administration, they are on this, and they've been on this for months. They will not expose and arrest everybody. That's not possible. But over the course of the next 3 years, the things that are going to come to light about the mass Democrat theft going on in the United States of America, it's going to make you want to have a tax revolt. I'm telling you it is. Every time I find out more, and I talk to this journalist or that journalist or that journalist, every time I find out something new, it makes me want to call Ob and say, don't you dare pay taxes anymore. But since I don't want to go to prison, I'm not going to do that. But I have that urge every time I find out something new. We are being pillaged by Democrats in collaboration with communists, in collaboration with foreign invaders. That's a fact. And it ain't going to get prettier from here. But we have to peel back the layers of this onion if we're ever going to finally defeat this much fraud.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. consumer confidence rises in February. Let's hope that continues. We'll have a much better November if it does. Trans shooter charged with firing at Border Patrol agent after asked him if he used other names. Oh, you mean some tranny guy lost his mind and tried to kill someone? No, you don't say. World Economic Forum CEO quits after Epstein ties are scrutinized. These Epstein files really are bringing down some very, very powerful people, which makes me uncomfortable when I ask the question, do you think that might be why they worked so hard to try to keep them quiet? Japan births fall for the 10th straight year. I don't know why they're not having babies in Japan, but I adore that country and they need to turn things around. I will see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.